in contact with the virus through the process of butchering.
It's something that we've looked at on the show. There's a growing body of literature that says that actually deforestation and poverty that then drives people in newly deforested areas, and that includes the countries that are the origin points of this outbreak, to eat bushmeat, are at the heart of this. What policy changes need to be considered if we want to decouple that deforestation to Ebola link?
Well, we have to recognize that hunting wildlife and eating bushmeat is certainly not unique to this area, and it's something that's done out of necessity. There aren't other alternatives. So it's naive to impose, say, a policy that says stop hunting altogether. But I think we need to find ways to do it smarter and educate people to be safer about which animals they choose to hunt, and also personal hygienic practices like hand washing when you're butchering animals that may reduce the risk of contracting a disease like Ebola or something else.
Tell us about the specifics of transmissibility from these bats. Is this just bushmeat, or is this also inadvertent contact of other kinds with these bats?
Well, it's interesting. In the case of Ebola, we actually don't have evidence of direct transmission from bats to people in this outbreak. In fact, we don't know which wildlife species may have been responsible for that first case. But in past Ebola outbreaks, it's been primates, great apes, gorillas, or chimpanzees that have died from Ebola or been infected. And hunters will either kill these animals or collect already dead animals and then come in contact with bodily fluids. Just the same way this virus goes from person to person, it can go from an animal that's been infected or a dead animal that's been infected into a person. Presumably with bats, the process of butchering would put someone in contact with their bodily fluids, and if a bat were infected, a person could get exposed.
So here's the other interesting facet of how prominent bats have become in the literature about Ebola right now.